I cannot believe when I read this to you, this crime has not happened before. Now, maybe it has, and maybe it's just one of these things that we haven't heard about till now, but when you hear this, you're going to go, huh?
What's the crime and are they doing time?
A Texas guy slips onto a flight by snapping a picture of someone else's ticket.
Oh, yeah. And then it's on your phone because you're checking in with your phone.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. That's so smart. See you, Scott.
Somehow we got caught, though.
I'm going to Vegas today. Bye. Yes.
So this Texas guy facing federal charges for allegedly scamming his way onto a Utah flight without a ticket. You want to go to a Utah? Maybe the game. Maybe it could have been a March Madness game. Could have been. Anywho, so it turns out this guy got through security at the Salt Lake City airport with a buddy pass to fly on Southwest Airlines, but the flights were full, leaving him stranded. He's accused of using his cell phone to secretly take pictures of another passenger's boarding pass, which got him on board the Delta flight to Austin. Court papers show he hid in a bathroom until the plane started rolling. When he came out, there were no seats left, and his plan was busted. The pilot went back to the gate.
Dang it.
And then he got arrested.
And you wanted to hide in the stinkiest place?
Oh, my God, right?
Ew. Yuck.
Well, the moral of the story is just stay in the bathroom the entire flight.
Yeah, right? And when they come to knock on the door, I just get really bad sickness on the plane. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he has to do it again. And I think that's the hard part. Like doing something once, you know, when you do something bad once and you're like, I just got away with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't believe I survived that.
Right. And then you do it again. And then you get caught. You're like, I knew it was too good to be true.
Yeah, that's coming back my way.
Yeah. Karma's a bitch.
Doesn't it seem, though, like that is a crime you would have heard about already?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's had to have happened before.
Has anyone ever taken a picture? Like, you know, let's say, Scott, you can't go to Vegas this weekend for your big radio conference.
Oh, yeah. What a shame.
Right. So could, let's say, one of our coworkers, Sean, go in your place, but he takes a picture of your ticket, and then, because, you know, usually these are not transferable or there's a fee and all that. But if Sean takes a picture of your ticket, also takes your license for a weekend.
God.
I mean, I know this is extravagant, but you don't want to lose the money and he needs to get, and you don't want to pay the fee to transfer the ticket.
Okay. What you're saying
is pretend to be scot-free. Who wouldn't want to be?
Well, right. It's the motto of the show. It's not right, but it's not quite wrong either.
Yes.
So it's technically on the up and up. No.
Would you try it?
You might get away with it, but I'd be real cautious.
Well, let me tell you a little story.
Oh, God.
One time I ran the wine glass marathon.
Oh, did ya?
Under someone else's name.
Did ya?
And guess who got in trouble? Me.
Really?
Yes, because
who gives a damn?
Right? That's what I said. I said I'm not running.
You're
it.
You're running.
I paid I paid this.
This isn't a life-changing, altering, you know, moment in time.
And I wasn't qualifying for anything.
You weren't trying to win a prize.
I was doing it for me. But the reason the reason I got caught was because when you cross the finish line, and here's Deborah Burdo. And then all these people are looking going, that's not Deborah Burdo. That's Allie Payne.
Okay. Note to self. Recognizable community figure. Don't try this at home.